now that the healthcare bill has passed a few weeks ago, how much of an issue do you think it'll be in November? Because even in a few weeks it's been, it seems like the vitriol has died down a bit.
Yeah.
Do you think that it will still be such a passionate issue come November? Or do you think that people are kind of over the anger and more concerned with, you know, what do we have now?
I think most people are wondering what's in the bill now. And the people who learn that pre-existing conditions for children are going to be eliminated right away, not until later. It's going to happen right away. Once students know who are graduating from Indiana University, they can stay on their parents' insurance policy until age 26. Once people know that the donut hole is being closed for prescription drug coverage for senior citizens. Once business owners know that they're going to get a 35% tax credit if they are supplying health insurance for their employees. Once people start to learn the good things that are in this bill, then all the misinformation that was out there, I think, goes away. And there was a lot of misinformation about this bill, and that was causing a lot of angst.
A lot of people said, you know, if the health care bill passed, which it has now, that, you know, you won't hear too much about it from Democrats come November because they consider it unpopular, and, you know, Democrats don't feel strong running on it. Do you feel strong whenever you're running, mentioning, yes, I did vote for this, and is it something that you think could get you votes?
Well, it remains to be seen. I never did look at it in the prism of the next election. I always tried to keep myself thinking in my head 10 years down the road. How will people like this 10 years from now? And I think the answer is going to be that it's going to be like Social Security and Medicare, that they'll never want to give it up, that it's a good thing. You know, it's a relief now that you're not going to be eliminated from your insurance policy that you presently have. Insurance companies are no longer going to be able to cancel you like they have in the past. And so if you have a job now and you're wanting to go to something else, you don't have to worry about portability anymore. You can take the insurance with you. I think if it did not happen, that all the enthusiasm, all the excitement of President Obama getting elected in 2008, the Democrats increasing their majorities in the House and the Senate, I think it would all gone out the window.
Did you guys ever envision it would take this long?
No, had no idea it would take this long. As a matter of fact, if anybody would have told me that we would have passed this bill in March, I'd say they were crazy because of the politics of it. But the politics are beginning to turn already, and now that it's passed. And so we'll see if there's enough time between now and November that people really know what's in the bill and like it.
Were there points in the process, especially after like Scott Brown's election, where you thought this just might not happen?
Yes. I thought after the Scott Brown election that it would not happen. And I've got to give President Obama a lot of credit on this. His approach to this thing was criticized by a lot of people. His style of doing it, not being involved like a lot of people thought he should be. And then when the Scott Brown election happened, I said, it's over. You know, it's not going to happen. If anything happens, we'll have a scaled-down version. But the president stepped up to the plate and said, no. We've been talking about health care for 70 years. You know, it's time to stop talking about it and get something done. And he put his whole presidency on the line. And when he put his presidency on the line and started getting involved in the negotiations with other members of Congress, then I saw the tide begin to change, much to my surprise.
You did have a town hall meeting, and then the video surfaced of you talking to the student and saying, you know, this is my town hall meeting. I'll set the rules for it. Do you think that's been taken out of context?
It has, yes. First of all, let me clear things up. The student was not a journalism student at all. We gave her an opportunity to do an interview later on. She declined. Secondly, she was a member of the College of Republicans here on campus, so her motivation was all politics and political. Secondly, I talked to a lot of people who were in that attendance, and they said that I was not out of line whatsoever, that this crowd was at times out of control, and I was going to be determined to keep it under control. So you snip a little part of that out of there, and all of a sudden it does look bad. But I make no apologies for it.
I mean, you saw it with healthcare, the way the bill was mischaracterized. And so far, you've heard the energy bill called just a huge energy tax. You know, if there is taxes on carbon, you know, the energy companies will pass those on to ratepayers, consumers. So do you worry that the bill might go through the same kind of huge rigmarole that the health care bill did?
Well, yes, I do worry about it. It's very frustrating to me when these wild accusations are made that have no merit to the argument at all. I mean, there's not going to be these huge taxes on people's utility bills. That's not a part of it all. It's called a cap and trade, and it worked with sulfur. about 20 years ago, and the same principles are being applied here. Now, again, rates in southern Indiana are not going to go up dramatically if we pass this bill. But there are those who are yelling and screaming and saying, yes, they are, yes, they are. But they have no merit for whatsoever. I was on the Energy and Commerce Committee when the original bill was introduced. And I went to the chairman and said, I can't support this bill unless it's dramatically changed because it's going to hurt my ratepayers in southern Indiana because we're dependent upon coal. And so the bill was changed dramatically in order to get my vote. And when I felt like that our ratepayers were not going to be damaged, then I decided to support the bill. Now, you know, Duke Energy, who supplies a lot of the energy here in Bloomington and elsewhere in southern Indiana, supported the final version of the bill. If people won't take my word for it, they ought to take Duke's word for it because they're not concerned about rates going up here in southern Indiana.
Mm-hmm. About a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, you traveled to Afghanistan. Can you talk a little bit about your experiences over there?
Yes. I'm a big fan of the president, but I was skeptical about his policies in Afghanistan. Going over there and witnessing our troops, talking to our troops, making a trip to Pakistan to talk with military leaders there have convinced me that we can get the job done. I personally asked General McChrystal, can we do this? And he assured me that we can. And I also learned that the bad guys are being, when I say bad guys, I'm talking about Al-Qaeda and Taliban are being chased out of Afghanistan, but they're going to Pakistan. And in the past, the Pakistani army has not pursued them. But I also had the opportunity to visit with generals in the Pakistani army, and they are robustly pursuing the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. So if we don't get the job done over there and eliminate those elements, they're going to do another 9/11 on us at some point. So we need to be successful in Afghanistan. And I came back with a different attitude.
Does your association with Obama hurt you in some people's eyes?
I don't care. Not that I don't want to get elected to election the next time around, but I believe in the president. I'm not going to back off him because maybe he's not popular in some areas of my district. Compared to what we did have is a great improvement in my view. And I don't say that derogatorily against President Bush. I mean, he's a fine guy. I got to know him too. But I just don't think he's the man that President Obama is. President Obama is thoughtful. He's smart. He's got a good heart. He's got a good mind. He wants to do the right thing for the American people. And he's willing to put his presidency on the line, as evidenced by the health care bill. So I admire him, and I think he's good for America, and I think he's good for southern Indiana.